Jill Jones is the organiser of the Tertiary Education Union. At the end of last year, the Auckland University of Technology lost a court case to the Tertiary Education Union and has been ordered to start again with its mass redundancies. It was also ordered to pay the union a $3,000 fine. Jill, thank you for joining us on the program today. Te nā koe.
Good morning, Peter.
Kia ora, thank you. What does the ruling mean for those who have accepted redundancy, Jill?
Oh, the people that have already accepted voluntary redundancy. Well, I know that quite a few people have done that, and they did that for various reasons. You know, some really didn't want to work for AUT anymore after the way they were treated. Others were approaching retirement, and that worked for them. But there were others for whom the voluntariness was questionable. They were more or less told, volunteer to be shot, or we're going to shoot you. So others just couldn't cope with the uncertainty. In any event, if people left under circumstances that were not truly voluntary, we'll take that up on their behalf if it's appropriate after having taken legal advice. Yeah, because as I say, some of them were not truly voluntary.
So, Jill, what does the court's decision mean for AUT, and do they have to restart the whole process again, even though many have already opted to leave and find other work?
Well, there's a number of people who are still there, still working, all right? And our advice to them is that they should just carry on as normal. Yes, because what's happened is the court has said that the dismissal notices that people got had got to be withdrawn. They were due to take effect on the 1st of February. So those notices are now invalid. And the court has said that AUT has got to go back and follow the collective agreement. And our advice to people is, yeah, as I said, just carry on as normal. They haven't been dismissed. It's over to AUT now about what they want to do next. I mean, you know, these redundancies were never an appropriate response to a short-term financial crisis. So we hope that AUT, after what's happened with the employment court and them being fined, we really hope that they're now going to see sense.
Tēnā koe. Yeah. Do you know, Jill, how this might have affected the numbers of Tangata Whenua and Pacifica Island staff? Because we've heard it's dropped substantially.
I imagine so, but I'm sorry, I haven't got those figures. I was going to ask for the figures today, but I don't have them at the moment.
Well, it's certainly been...
AUT now wants to meet with us, and they say that they want to discuss a way forward. Last night, yesterday, I wrote to the Vice-Chancellor and said, yeah, we can meet with them, but our view is that the planned dismissals are not necessary and they're not appropriate. If they want to continue down this path, will challenge the criteria on which they want to select people for redundancy. So we will go on fighting for our members' jobs.
Tēnā koe, where to now for the Tertiary Education Union from your perspective, Jill?
Well, as I say, you know, we're waiting to see what AUT wants to do next, because we did say we will meet with them, but we're not going to help them in any way or give them advice about the appropriate way to make our members redundant. We will, as I said again, we will go on fighting, because they had selection criteria which were completely unfair and completely inappropriate. This related to research and undergraduate teaching, and we will challenge those criteria. So we hope that AUT will just take a step back, look at things, and decide that these redundancies were not necessary in the first place. I don't have the figures for how many people have actually gone, but I'm sure that there's a way around things. But we will fight on.
Tēnā koe. Well, it will also make those who feel it's appropriate to lay off multiple staff in this way may recheck their course of action. In order to do that, you've got to do it right.
Well, that's right, you know, because redundancy is such a huge thing. It's so stressful for people, and it causes such devastation. So if the whole judgment is a definite, well, victory for employees everywhere who are on collective agreements. But it does, as you say, it sends out a very strong message to other employers that where there's a collective agreement, you really have to respect that and you really got to follow that. And I think that's a hugely important message.
Tēnā, thank you for sharing some kōrero with us at Te Tuahine, Jill, and I look forward to our next conversation. Mauri ora ki a koe.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. Tēnā koe.
Jill Jones with us, an organiser at the Tertiary Education Union.